Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We're here for another 25 minutes. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano, and Steve Jordahl joins us now in studio. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Folks, if you'd like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. If you want to follow this program on the Internet, on Facebook or YouTube, or live video streaming, just type in Today's Issues on YouTube or Facebook. Also, we have a podcast that we... How long after the show, Brent, is our podcast available to our thousands of fans out there?
A couple of hours after the show, it'll be available.
Okay. Do you do that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How do you do that exactly? What do you do? Is it boring or is it interesting?
It's interesting.
Is it?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, maybe save it for another day.
Okay,
we'll block out. A few minutes for you.
Okay.
You can share just how you do a podcast.
By the way, Tim.
Yes, Ed.
This is...
Thank you, Brent.
One of our faithful listeners and one of those watching the
show. I fear a criticism coming of
There's criticism coming.
Okay.
Now, last hour, you had Brent play that song.
For Frank Sinatra.
Here come... Send in the clowns.
Send in the clowns.
Well, and one of our viewers said, this is going to sting.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Said, wow. Comparing Democrats to clowns, low blow to people who actually invest their lives as real clowns, bringing joy, happiness, and love to the world. Poor choice, Tim. Poor choice. That's from Julie. I won't give her last name.
I would say touche.
Yes. Well done, Julie.
That's right. That's good right there. Oh, my word.
At first I started reading, so
I'm insulting clowns?
Insult to clowns.
Giving a bad name to clowns everywhere.
Yeah, we were talking, Steve, were you listening?
Doing some of the research.
About the Green New Deal,
yeah.
You know. And,
I talked about this soon to become a parade of Democrat nominees for president. They want to be president, and the first five of them or so, when I see them, I think of Frank Sinatra's Send in the Clowns song. And so we played a little bit of that last half hour.
Oh, there you go.
Steve?
There you go.
And
chairman of the board.
Yeah. So, Steve, what do you got for us today?
Well,
Fred brought hope. And
I have a feeling you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, an array of light.
Array of light and hope.
Yeah. Inspiration, you know.
Well.
Morning in America, that's Fred. Yeah. What do you got for us, Steve?
Let's start here. This would be good for you, I think, Tim. You'll like
all
this.
Right.
The Jussie Smollett story is falling apart.
Who I'd never heard of till 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago.
Tell folks who he is.
Jussie Smollett is an actor who has been on several shows, and he's openly gay. He's on Empire on CBS, and he says a couple weeks ago he's in Chicago in the middle of the polar vortex. And as he was walking out at 2 a.m. of a diner, that some guys hit him, broke his ribs, put a noose around his neck, and shouted sexist and homophobic things at him while wearing MAGA hats and said, this
he
is MAGA.
He never said
country.
MAGA hats.
Oh, he didn't? Well,
no, he never said they had MAGA.
Different versions of this story.
He just said they said, as they... you know, that 60 seconds of pummeling he took at 2 in the morning in sub-zero temperatures in Chicago, if you believe his story, that they ended by saying, this is MAGA country.
Yes.
So that's what that is.
Make America great again.
Just to be technically correct about his claims. But
right.
Go ahead.
There you go.
Steve.
Well, the Chicago police, here's the thing. Everybody is pursuing this as best they can, and they can't find anything to corroborate it. And it's getting to the point where some news organizations are starting to say, is it time that we call out Jussie Smollett for fabricating a hate crime? So what this Arabian News is saying this. It's time for the Chicago Police Department to stop wasting taxpayer resources investigating what is obviously a fabricated hate crime and charged Jussie Smollett with making false statements to the police. I don't know. I'm a reporter. I stand willing to be convinced on either side of this, but the more we investigate it, Tim, first instincts seem to be bearing fruit.
Yeah. Just to be clear, of course, this guy is not a household name. He is an actor. He is an actor. He is a celebrity. He is a gay man who is very anti-President Trump. He's tweeted things about this before. He can't stand President Trump. One time he said he needs to be beat up or something to that effect. Somebody needs to kick his blank. This is this guy tweeting about Trump.
Right.
Well, so this fella here, I don't believe his story because there's too many holes in it. I don't think they got cameras that follow him. Again, it's Sub-Zero, Chicago, 2 o'clock in the morning. This guy goes to Subway, or so he says, and he did go to Subway, walks, right. I don't know how far, a mile or so, how far he goes, to get a Subway sandwich. 2 a.m, if you believe that. That's one thing it's hard for me to believe. Then he says on his way back home to the hotel or wherever, he was, that these two guys attacked him, two white guys had ski masks on.
Ski masks and gloves.
And gloves. But they attacked him. They were waiting on him, you know. And they attacked him and poured some bleach on him, put a noose around his neck, a rope around his neck, and in 60 seconds. They did this in 60 seconds.
How do you know that it's 60 seconds?
Because the police say that they have him on camera for all but 60 seconds.
Right.
Of
cameras
the
on the street and
yes.
Oh, the ATMs.
Cameras. They got thousands of cameras
right.
In Chicago. So they got him walking down the street, no confrontation, no attack, all but 60 seconds of the time he is on camera. So he walks off camera. This is according to police reports. And he walks off camera. He comes back on camera, and he has this rope, whatever it is, around his neck. And he continues on his merry way to his house. And get this. I read this yesterday, according to police cameras. When he gets home after being – oh, the attackers, the two attackers who were waiting on him, you know, of course, they hit the jackpot because they had been waiting outside just hoping that
this freezing
guy,
weather.
Yeah, that this guy would – freezing weather, hoping that this guy would come out.
Somebody would come out. I don't know.
No, they wanted him because they when they beat him up, quote, they ended by saying, this is MAGA country. Take that, you gay man.
As we all know, Chicago, the heart of President Trump's support.
Right. Okay, folks. Let me back up just a little bit. I'm not going to make fun of a person if he is really attacked.
Right.
I don't care who they are. Nobody, gay, straight, white, black, whoever. You don't beat people up.
That's right.
Not how we don't conduct ourselves like that in the country. We're going to be a civilized nation and law and order. So, but this fella here is trying to. It's appalling because in my opinion. He is trying to put a hoax to say that what he's trying to do, he's trying to say that President Trump's anti-gay, and here are two people who support President Trump, and they've come to Chicago, and they've, for 60 seconds, they waylaid me out in the Sub-Zero. They waited on me. It was and they basically stalked me, hoping that I would come out and go to Subway at 2 in the morning and walk down the street, and I did. This is him talking. So, but here's the thing. They show him walking. This, according to camera, I haven't seen this myself. According to reports, and that he gets back to the.
It was like an apartment building, wasn't it?
Yeah, or a hotel. Apartment building, I think you're right. When he gets back, he's carrying his sandwich with him.
Yes.
He's got his Subway bag with him. So, if he's telling the truth, this is an amazing athlete because.
Yes.
What he did was he took on these two MAGA guys.
Said he fought back.
Huh?
He said he fought back. Yes.
Said he fought back. But he fought back while he was talking on the phone with his manager.
In one hand.
His sandwich in the other. So I guess the man can really deal with his legs. You know what I'm saying? So he fends them off, these MAGA guys who were in Chicago looking for him.
60 seconds of sheer terror.
Yeah. And then decides to keep on walking down. Didn't want to leave his sandwich out there on the road.
Now, for all, like you said, I want to reiterate, for all those people out there who have suffered physical violence, we are not making fun of what happened to you.
No.
We just don't believe it happened to this guy.
This guy's story is too unbelievable. Now, what if the police do say this is a hoax? Or they're going to say, we don't have any proof to verify this guy's story.
Right.
Can you charge a person with a false police report?
You can charge a person for false reporting, but you have to have evidence that it's false reporting. You can't.
He's not letting them see the phone records.
No, he's keeping all those kind of stuff from him, from the police. You would have to have some affirmative. Abe would have been good to weigh in on this as well, but you would have some affirmative piece of evidence that shows that you fabricated it, like a text to somebody saying, I'm going to pull it over on all these white people because I'm going to say that they did this or that or the other. So that would be a reason that they would know that he faked it. Just not having the evidence that he wasn't beat up or he was, if it's unknown, I don't think they'll be
able to charge
him.
If he sticks to his story.
Then. Well, but you know what? The police are going to subpoena his phone records. So you can get him. If he doesn't cooperate, which he's not cooperating.
Yeah.
Well, they did release something that was supposed to be phone records, but the police came out and said, this is redacted, it is not complete, this is not sufficient evidence.
He doesn't want to show his phone records to the police.
Right.
Which leads you to suspect maybe there's stuff on there he doesn't want them to see, like he's meeting up with somebody at 2 o'clock in the morning that he shouldn't be.
Right.
That's not unusual for people in that lifestyle to randomly meet up with other men. So that happens. You know, it happens to heterosexuals too, but I'm just saying that may explain why you're out at 2 in the morning, not that you wanted a ham and cheese. You know what I'm saying? All right, enough of that story. We'll see what happens there. Next story, Steve.
This got my hackles up, and I just got this is the third
What's
day.
A hackle, Steve?
A hackle
clarification.
It's the hair on the back of an animal that stands up when they're angry and they're on alert.
Okay, so you do believe in evolution?
Yeah. Well, no. I believe God created hackles.
Okay. Okay.
Well said, sir.
There you go.
I would say maybe I got a burr under my saddle.
You could.
All right.
That would work as well.
All right, but go ahead.
Go ahead with your hackles.
Yeah, today,
hackle on, Steve.
Today is the third of three reports from the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio newspapers accusing the Southern Baptist Church of having a child sex molestation crisis, and that children in the care of the Southern Baptist Church over the last 20 years have been suffering sexual abuse at the hands of elders, Sunday school teachers, pastors, deacons, and the like. They found 20 years, they found 700 victims, and they have put out three reports now, one after the other. I've been talking with Southern Baptist leaders about this, and to a person, they are saying that it is a tragedy and inexcusable that anyone in the Southern Baptist care would suffer this. In fact, I'd like to play you just a little bit from Dr. Richard Land, who's president of Southern Seminary, not a Southern Baptist Seminary, Southern Evangelical Seminary, but a Southern Baptist leader. And this is what he had to say about these reports.
I'm grief-stricken that this kind of a problem can be taking place in Southern Baptist life. As a father of two daughters and one son, I can't even begin to imagine the thinking process that would allow people to knowingly hire someone to serve in a clergy position in their church that had any history of sexual abuse, period. I think at the very least, the Southern Baptist Convention needs to impanel the best experts they can find, and I'm told they are doing this. And they need to come up with recommendations for protocols, and they need to recommend them strongly to the churches.
So one of the things that the reports are saying is that in 2007, some victims came to the Southern Baptist Convention at their summer meeting in Indianapolis and offered a resolution asking that the Southern Baptists put together a registry, like a sex offender registry, where pastors or workers in the church that have been credibly accused or convicted of sex abuse can be found. So that if you're hiring somebody, you run through the database. If they're in the database, you don't hire them. And the Southern Baptist's response was, it's virtually impossible to do this because we're not a hierarchical organization. We don't have a bishop or a pope or anybody that's over the top of the Southern Baptist churches. They're all independent churches that would have to voluntarily associate with this. We can't make them do it. And so that failed. But they are, as you just heard Dr. Land say, going to start revisiting some of these things to see if there's a way that they can keep these instances from happening. What I want to do, though, is Southern Baptist leaders cannot say, well, you're making a big deal of this that's not as big a deal as you're making of it. They can't do that because doing that diminishes the real and true pain that the victims have had. And so they're answering it absolutely correctly. But let me just put some perspective in. The Chronicle and the San Antonio News Express are trying to make this the second coming of the Catholic abuse scandal.
Right.
The Catholic abuse scandal has thousands and thousands of victims and thousands of priests.
And a paper trail of cover-up.
And a paper trail of cover-up.
Now, hold on a minute. Thousands and thousands of priests?
There is a...
I don't believe that. Are you sure? Are you sure about that? Because that's a serious accusation.
I know. I don't have the number in front of me, but they have a new book is coming out that says that 80% of the priests in the Vatican are gay. Not all of them have abused, but credibly they have, let's just say, thousands of priests. I'll back it off from the thousands of thousands.
That have been found guilty?
That have been found guilty and over the years. That's this whole thing that the Boston Globe brought up, and they've been in films about it and everything.
Okay.
On any given Sunday, I found this from Lifeway. On any given Sunday, about 3.5 million people attend a Southern Baptist church. I think that was the number. And over 20 years, they found 700 victims. To just put this in context, according to a group called Stop Educator Sexual Abuse and Misconduct and Exploitation, this is a group that lobbies for victims in public schools of sexual abuse, of the children in 8th through 11th grade of public schools, about 3.5 million students, 7% of the students surveyed reported they had had physical sexual contact from an adult, most often a teacher or a coach. So over the years, they found 3.5 million students, and the San Antonio Express has found 700.
Yes, so what you're saying is that it is important for the Southern Baptist Convention to say any victim, that's a tragedy, and churches need to be careful and protect those under their care from potential sexual predators, and so we need to figure out ways to better do that.
It's always serious.
But if the Houston Chronicle and the mainstream media eventually wants to try to make the Southern Baptists out to be a hotbed of sexual abuse, we need to put this in perspective that over 20 years, they have 700 victims, and even if that number's expanded some, so you're not going to find – what we don't want is a witch hunt. And we don't want yet another
secular... No, they do want a witch hunt.
They do.
The liberal media would love to have a witch hunt.
This is a hit job. I'm sorry to say it. The Houston Chronicle, and it's what they've uncovered is tragic, and every one of those people, deserve
the Southern Baptist denomination, I want to say, has 15 million followers.
I think, the number is 15 or 16
but
million
members. A portion of those
members,
go to church.
Okay,
members.
I know, but listen. And how many churches do they have? And you're talking about over a 20-year period, you have 700 sexual abuse victims, is that right?
That they have found, yes.
Well, if you hadn't found them, how do you know they're there?
Well, I mean, they've found. They say they could be more because those haven't come forward.
All right. Well, let's just say 700 documented.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Good. That is. I mean, that, not good. That's good that that happened. I'm just saying that. I meant to say good night. That's what, that's the expression I was going to use there, because that's minuscule when you compare it to probably any other organization in America that deals with children that often.
Well, that's why he brought up the schools.
That's really not even a story, quite frankly. And if you're going to do that, let's talk about, okay, public schools in Michigan.
And let's talk about maybe Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. What are the numbers there?
Well, yeah, over the years and how many. So I'm just saying that that's really not an extraordinary number.
It's not a crisis that is being covered up and hidden.
No, and what they want to do is they want to say Christianity leads to child sexual abuse.
Right.
That's the bottom line with these people.
Right.
That's a connection they want to make, be it Catholicism or, and they don't differentiate much, and you know, they don't get into doctrinal differences with newspaper reports like that. They just want to say, and quite frankly, the Catholic Church does have a mess.
Yeah.
And evidently they've got a real bad, deep problem, the Catholic Church, with homosexuality running rampant and pedophilia. It's self-admitted. I'm not telling you anything that even Catholics wouldn't admit. So that's one thing. But they're trying to make an issue of this. This is the San Antonio, the two papers?
Two papers, San Antonio Chronicle Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio.
And let me just add this other thing, too. It's the way, and this is to Richard Land's point, the way the Southern Baptist Convention runs itself is different than a hierarchical
churches are
church.
Autonomous.
They're autonomous, and here's why that's a problem. If you have a church, and not all of the abusers were pastors or even paid staff, some of them were volunteers at CBS or whatever, you can't just simply say, well, so-and-so has been accused. We're posting his image on this website that Southern Baptists have. Sex offender, better watch out. You're going to get a big, fat lawsuit.
Right.
Well, you have to deal with people who have been convicted.
Yes.
Or you're going to get sued.
Yes.
Well, and you're going to lose.
This is what the Houston Chronicle did, though, is that they put a database together with mugshots of Southern Baptists, about 300 of them, pastors or workers or whatever, that have been convicted of abuse within the church structure. And that so they have these, and they're parading them out like it's the second coming of the Catholic Church scandal. And I'm here to tell you, it's a hit job.
It's a hit job.
Yeah.
What we're talking here, folks, is proportion. Proportionality, I guess, is the word here. It's just
we're not excusing
Richard Land is right
saying
when he says that his heart is broken.
Yeah,
right.
For one.
But also, every responsible church I know in America now today does background checks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that is something I'm sure that Southern Baptists will insist upon.
Right.
Say, listen, you do whatever you want, but you'd better to protect your children.
Doesn't allow adults, a single adult, any one adult, to be with children by themselves.
Right.
Smart.
So always in pairs.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ed?
Thank you for letting me vent.
Yes.
Appreciate your contributions.
By the way, there's a series of stories on One News Now, right, that you're writing on this issue?
Yeah.
OneNewsNow.com.
OneNewsNow.com.
All right. Thank you, folks, for listening. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.